Exercise 9A, page 27. Speaker 1.
When you arrive, you'll need to stop at the front entrance and talk to the security guard. Tell him you are coming to visit the Hermans at 52 High Court, and they will let you in. I'll see you soon.
Speaker 2.
Our new place is outside the city centre. It takes about 20 minutes to drive there, or you can take a train. Even though there are a lot of houses here, it's really quiet because we're far from the city.
Speaker 3.
People from all over the world live here. I can walk out my front door and eat Lebanese food for lunch and have Thai food for dinner. I really enjoy experiencing all the different cultures in my neighbourhood.
Speaker 4.
I live on a farm. Our nearest neighbours are over 2 kilometres away, and the closest town is even farther. Some people might think growing up in rural England is boring, but my brother and I always find something to do.
Speaker 5.
My family lives in an apartment built by the government. The rent is very cheap. We had to put our name on a list and wait for almost 2 years before we could move in.
Speaker 6.
The building I live in has 6 floors and we live on the 5th. It's great because a lot of my friends and classmates live in my building. Or the one next door. There's an area next to the car park where we can play football and basketball. So I usually spend time there after school.
Speaker 7.
I started university and I'm living in a hall of residence. I like it because I have a roommate and eat meals at the cafeteria with other students. Plus, living close to the library and the lecture halls is very convenient. I'm never late for class.
Speaker 8.
It's very expensive to live in the heart of New York City, but there are museums, great shopping, restaurants, and basically anything else you could think of. The traffic is awful, but there is a fantastic subway system that can take you anywhere you want to go.